Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Beis. Speaking of Balan Kuf Chaf Alephum Beis, down the bottom of the page, second to last line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'alol. Rabbi Yehuda says that in reference to the Elul of an Avela that was gathered together, if there's a Kazayas one place, then you're going to be Chayev. Remember, that's talking about the shreds of meat that when you're flaying the knife, when you're flaying the skin, it's attached to the hide. He says that that's excluded from the din of nevelas only when it's scattered. But if kazayas combined in one area, it's considered nevela. This is only talking about when you actually gathered it up. If you have two half kazesim of flesh on the hide, or mevatlan, the hide is mevatal them. Deep turn the page. Kuf Chaf Beis Amalav. Now that's a big statement right there. As Rashi points out, that this case that he's talking about right now is of the hide. There's two chetzizesim on the meat attached to it. Is a machlokes in the mishnah coming up in Kuf Chaf Dalet. Rabbi Shmuel says that the hide is going to give over the tum of nevelus by carrying it because the two pieces have the what's necessary in order to be metame. Rabbi Kiva says it's not going to convey tum at all. Because, according to him, the hide itself, the or, nullifies these small little pieces. And I would say, a little man, who's Rav Huna saying, like, yeah, but Rabbi Shmuel, if he's going with Rabbi Shmuel, Harmel Mavatel or, he says, Rabbi Shmuel said that the hide does not nullify these two kazesim. Via libid Rabbi Akiva, and if he's going to Rabbi Akiva, pshita, obviously, because he says it's not going to give to him at all. So, pshita, Harmel Mavatel or. So does it go like? What does he say? It's not mevatel or is mevatel? Tani mili sheplatato chaya. That's only where the flesh was cut up by an animal. By an animal bit the other animal, tore some of its parts of flesh away from the body, leaving them attached to the hide. Since they were not intentionally cut with the hide by a person, so Rabbi Yishmael holds that the hide doesn't mevatel them. About platasso sakin battle. If you did it with a knife, then it's going to be battle. As Rashi says, Vashmin and Ravuna Dichyamar Bishmal Lumavatal or Hani with Platasso Chayash and Asa Shalomidas. About platasso sakimidas, then it is battle. Toshima, the Gemara now comes against us, Ravuna's second statement over here. From the first thing he said, Rabbi Huda Omer, Ha'olul HaMechunas, for the Olul of the Veil, it's gathered together, Im Yesh Kazach Malkam Echad, Chayev Malav, then you'll be Chayev because of it. V'Amar Rav Huna, V'Hu Shekin, so that's like when you gather it together immediately afterwards. When you do that, when you get it all together, what are you showing right now? You're basically saying straight up that when he originally cut it with the hide, he didn't intend to nullify it. According to Huna's explanation, he's just talking about a case where a bunch of the pieces, the shreds of meat, the less than the kazayas each, were separated with the hide, and then the flayer then gathered them all together. And about this case, it really holds that the Ella is not nullified unless the flayer intends to nullify it. The fact that he cut it with a hide doesn't cause it to be nullified automatically. He amart bishlama platoso the sakin. Okay, it works nicely according to Rishmal, even if these little pieces of flesh that are cut by the flayer's knife is not automatically nullified. Rav Huna da Amak Rabbi Shmal. So we can say Rav Huna is going in the world of Rabbi Shmal. Rabbi Shmal, but if you want to say that the stuff that's cut by the knife, the flayer's knife is automatically but by the hide, then Rav Huna da Amak Kamana, who is he saying it like? Both Rabbi Shmal and Rabbi Kiva hold that these shreds of flesh that is less than the kazayas each are automatically batal, and then it follows a gathering together afterwards, not able to bring it to a level where now it's going to be an avela. Sakhar Buddha have said that when one gathers together a kazayas of alul, it has the status of the vela. Ella liolam Rather, we have to say that according to Rabbi Shmuel, shreds of meat that are cut by the flayer's knife are not automatically battle by the hide. Rav Huna Damik Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Rav Huna said that if two half kazesim of meat were on the hide, then it's going to be mevatalim. It's going according to the world of Rabbi Akiva. So it says, where? Pshita. What do you mean? It's obvious that according to Rabbi Kiva, that's going to be the case because he said it straight up. So it's Rav Huna telling me. You would have thought. Kikam Rabbi Kiva, when does he say that the or is going to be mavato, the half because they smell flesh? And that's talking about that the ones that are done, you know, the kavana with the knife. Aval potoso chaya lobot the butt. If it would be that the chaya beast, an animal, came along and bit it, and that ended up happening, then it would be lobot. It's not batul. Kamash malan. Therefore, in Rav Huna is coming to tell us that by saying that the or is mevatel shnei kizeisa meat, the time of Rabbi Kiva and Pesach or mevatel. That's it. Lo shtal polot chaya, lo shtal polot. Second, we get different. It's a katani sefer, like we say at the end of the Mishnah. But pretty much Rabbi Kiva metaher beor, Pesach or mevatel, and or is mevatel no matter what. Zok the hilgut Mishnah. Okay. Elu shoseim kibsa run. We mentioned in the first chapter that the or, which is the outer hide, not considered like the flesh. Not the basar. So the hide is not something which is going to be metame. It's too hard, inedible, it's nothing. But now we're going to see there's some that actually their ore is very soft. And since it's very soft, it's considered like the basar, and therefore it can be metame. Ve'elu she'oroseen kibsaran, says Rashi. Metamin kibsaran, they're going to metame. Or ha'adam, the skin of a person. It's going to be metame. V'or chazir shel yishuv, a domesticated pig. Rashi, maybe she rach. So it's very soft and it's eaten. Rabbi Huda Omer, af or chazir abar. Even if it's a wild pig. Wild pig. Bam, 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 bam. V'or chateris shel gamal haraka, the skin of the hump of a tender camel. Rashi says, before she went, I'd come in and increase raka, like how much of it's called, you know, that it's hit. Like, what is that? What falls in that category? Yeah. So the skin of a head of a soft calf, baby cow. And that's also the definition of tender. It's going to be explained in the Gemara. Vora, process the skin of the hooves. Ve, or, base, abosh. That's the skin of, she says, base, harechem, shalakeva. V'or ha-shlil, the skin of a fetus. Yaw, interesting. V'or shel tachas ha'alya, the skin underneath the fat tail. V'or ha-anaka v'akoach v'alta v'achomet, the skin of the anaka, the koach v'alta, and the chomet. These are four out of the eight, so the shmona shratzim that are mitame. Yeah. Rabbi Huda Omer, halta kecholda. The halta is like the cholda. Vekulan sheibdan, and all of them that were tanned in these skins, they were, you know, went through a tanning process to become leather. Or shehilich b'ayin kedeavoda, or they were spread out and walked on for the time of leather working as the first step that they make into leather. Then taharin, they'll be tar. Since they were tanned completely or a little bit, they're not considered like flesh, but they're considered like or like hide. And then for that can be metame. Chutz me'ora adam, except for that of a person, that it always remains tummy. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, shmona shratzim yishlam oros. All eight shratzim that are mentioned in the Torah have hide. Their skins are not considered like basar, and therefore it's not metame. Rest is metame, because basar is not metame like the basar, says the Gemara. Now, why is it that the skin of a human is considered like the basar? For it's batame, amu'ula devar tar or adam tar. That's the or of a body is tar. Umayatam amutame. Why did the Chama say it's tame? Gzeme shame yas adam oros aviv ve'imo shtichen. They're going to make them into some sort of spread, like a carpet or like you put over a rug. I'm sorry, like over a chair, over a couch. They love the parents so much that they want to make sure they keep them around. And they'll do such a thing. So for the made that it's tamer. Vika the masel ha-seifa, that's a little bit intense, but there's some people who teach it's going on the seifa of a kulan she'ibdan, and all of them that were worked into leather, o shehilech bahen kid the avoda, where they're spread out and trod on for the time of leather working, throwing the tar, chutz me'aradam, except for that of a person, that remains tame, even if it became leather. Amar ula dvar Torah or adam she'ibdo tar. Is really midoraisa. It's something which is tar. Matam amru tame. Why did he say it's tame? Gzera shemi yasa adam osav vimo shtichen. Mandamas la reisha, the one who taught this statement that the skin is tar, midoraisa, and the reisha I'm saying with the human skin, its natural state, cult skin is safe, for certainly if it was done, it was worked into leather. If even in the natural state it's tummy, only midrabanan, then obviously after being worked into leather, its tummy is going to be derabanan. Amanda wants to say, when it says it's on the seifa, that that the skin is midaraisa tahur, is right, he said that the safe of the Mishnah maintains it applies only there where it became leather. Of a when it was a reisha, tuma d'oraisa. That tuma is going to be d'oraisa when it's in the state of regular skin. Vor chazir, the skin of a pig. Rabbi said also the skin of a wild pig. My conflict was a machlokas. My sava hara shun v'hai rakech. The Tanakama holds that the skin of a wild pig is hard and that of a domestic one is tender. My sava hara nami rakech says no, both of them are tender. Or chateres shel gamel haraka, the skin of the hump of a tender camel, the kama gamel haraka, what does it mean over here? Until when is it considered the hump of a tender camel? Amar ula, amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, kozman shalotana, as long as it didn't carry a burden, right? So then it's going to become more hard, it's going to be harder. Bar Rabbi Yirmiya asked a question, let's say it came time to bear the burden, but it didn't actually bear one. In other words, it got to old enough, strong enough, big enough to do it, but it didn't do it yet. Now, what's going to be the din? Did it lose its tenderness or not? Let's say it didn't get that time, but it carried something. Now, did it lose its tenderness? And it's going to take a story time. Yosef Yishlokas was sitting here, he was asking a question. Kama gamal araka, until when is it considered soft? I'm going to lay Rabbi Yishmael bar Abba. Hachiyam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kozman Shlotana, as long as it didn't carry a burden. Amalei, so he says to him, Tiv Likivli, you can sit opposite me. Because he's so happy he answered his question. So that's what he said. Rashi Shamatli Dover Tvartam, Ishagochcha, you said something that made sense, and thank you. Another idea that started time. Yosef Rabbi Zera of a Kamibari, Rabbi Zera was sitting and he asked the question, Kamagam Araka, until when is it soft? Amalei, Rabbi Barachanina. Chinuna, Hachiyamar Ula, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kozman Shalotana, as long as it didn't carry, Havar Katani Lei. Rabbi Zera didn't really say anything, so he thought he didn't hear him, so he repeated himself. Rashi says, Havar Katani La, Chozu Vashona Pam Shnia, Kasef Shalot Shama, he thought he didn't hear him. Amar Lei, so he says to him, Chada Havyaluch, Amart, you have a chiddush over here. Rashi says, "Davar chiddush echad hayabiyadcha." This is one thing you have. She'im biyadina. We don't know. Hariya marto. You said it already. V'lo metachzor v'tishdenu pam shniyah laharos chachmascha. Why do you have to repeat it again to show us how smart you are? Tani tachazi. So you see the difference over here between Reish Lakish, the way we behaved, and the way Rav Zera behaved. So come and see ma beint kifi ardi Yisrael lechasidei Bavel. See the difference between the Talmid Chacham of Eretz Yisrael and those the Chassidim of Bavel. Kifim means like the strong ones, right? The Tzaddikim of Eretz Yisrael are considered the strong ones because they were very selective about who they would associate with. Reish Lakish was very intense, like he wouldn't even just talk to any person. He knew that other people would look at you talking with these type of people, like endorsing them. And therefore, you know, he was very careful with what's going on. The Gemara in Yuma brings that for this reason Reish Lakish wouldn't even speak to Rabbi Lazar or Rabbi Rechan in public. Reish Lakish didn't hesitate to honor Reish Shmuel bar Abba for giving a good answer to a difficult thing to ask him. Rav Zera, though, he came from Bavel, and he was like a chassid of Bavel, because he had to check himself that as whether the fires of Gehenna would have an impact on him. He would check himself every 30 days. He would heat up an oven and he'd sit inside of it and he came out totally fine. But unlike Reish Lakish, he wasn't able to acknowledge a Torah scholar, this great sage who resolved his question. And then he embarrassed him because of he thought he was being gaivadik. So the strong ones very so were actually more kind than their students than the Chassidim of Bavel. Fascinating. That's all brought down in the Hilger Rashi. Okay, next part of the Mishnah, it said, Va'ora roast the skin of the head of a tender calf. Right, this also is going to be something which is going to be metame. The Kamegalach, how until what stage is that? Ula Amar benched Naso while still within its first year. Yochanan Amar calls about Shiyonik because long as it's nursing. Ibai Lahu, Hechi Kama Ula, what does Ula mean to say? Benched Naso, who Shiyonik? Does he mean that a baby cow is tender within its first year as long as it's nursing? Beep turn the page. Kufchuf Beis, Amma Beis, Va'amma Le Rav Yochanan, and therefore Kunda Rav Yochanan is saying to him, Kozman Shiyonik, that as long as it's nursing, that it's going to be considered soft even if it's past its year. Odilma maybe Ula ben Shnatzel Kama. Ula means to say specifically within its first year, Ben Yonik ben Shenu Yonik, whether it's nursing or not. Vamali Rav Yochanan, he says Ben Shnatzel Vahu Yonik. It's considered tender within its first year as long as it's nursing. Tashma, let's figure it out. Rav Yochanan says it's considered tender, Kolzman Shiyonik, as long as it's nursing. Vim Isa. Now, if it's really true, Rav Yochanan means that it's got to be in its first year and nursing, Vahu Shiyonik. Yubali should have said as long as it's nursing. Shma Minos, you see over here, Rav Yochanan means to say a broader definition of tender than that of Ula. Boy, Minei Rish Lakish, Mei Rav Yochanan. Rish Lakish, that's a question for Rav Yochanan. Or Harosh Shel Egel, about the skin of the head of the tender cow. Mahu Shiatame, what's the din in reference to its giving over Tuba? Amar Le, Eino Mitame. So he said, Rav Yochanan said, it does not give over Tuba. It's not Mitame. You just want to know, do we go by this like lahalacha? Amar Le, Eino Mitame says it is not Mitame. Amar Le, Rish Lakish says, I live on a tinder abenu, but you taught us in the Mishnah, Estam Mishnah, English is the same, Kibsarin, Va'or Harosh Shel Egel Arach. So what do you mean? It must be that it is going to be a give over Tuma. Amar Le, he says back to him, Al Takni Taini, don't make me all upset with, ask me a question from this particular Mishnah. Rashi's Lahashiv Limimena. Bilshon Yachid and Nishon Osa, because I taught it as a Yachid, not the Rabbim, so we don't call it that. Rashi's Mishnah. Shabloshin Yachid and Nishon Osa Mishnah, Veloboloshin Stam Mishnah, Shani Omer, and Loshin Ben Yehuda Omer, Kedetanya. Right, it's the Tanya, says the Mishnah, Ashokhid is Ola. If someone goes ahead and shechs an Ola, and as Kavana lahakter kezayis mor shetachas aliyach some koma to burn a kezayis of the skin that's under the fat tail outside of this place, possibly in Bokaris, it's possible, but there is no karis over here. Achutz is man, if you did that outside of its time, pigal v'chayim in the karis, then it's pigal, and you have karis, that's just ocher memeno fil v'zmano, someone eats from it, even in its proper time. It lozom in Yehuda, ish avlom omer mishum Rabbi Yaakov, v'chein hayo Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, ish kfar, ikam omer mishum Rabbi Shimon. And also they would say it, that Echad Or process, whether it's a skin of hooves, Echad Or Harosh Shel Egel Arach, Echad Or Shel Tachas Aliyah, V'chol Shemanu, Chachamim, Gabi Tuma, Shorosem, Kibsarman, or all these other hides of the Chachamim counted in reference to Tuma and Armishta, just that their skins are like their flesh, Lahavi Or Shel Beisaboshas, which is including the Or of the Beisaboshas, that's Fima Chatas or Shlamim, Chutzam Komo, if we're talking about these things, if one shechts them with the intent to burn it out of its place, possible him or karis, that's very possible, but it doesn't have karis. Chos is man, if he had intent to burn it beyond its time, then pigal v'chayimel of karis, then the carbon is pigal, and you're going to be chayiv karis for it, because all these are considered flesh, like basar. See from here the debraisa, we see from this debraisa that Elazar Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda said in the name of Rav Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Far Ikon, the name of Shimon, they hold that the skins mentioned in the Mishnah are treated like flesh, and like basar. The Tanakhama, though, he says only reference to the skin is under the fat tail, and that is the rov that we hold like. Vor Beis HaPrasos, now we also have mentioned that the skin of the place of the hooves. My Beis HaPrasos is what they're talking about. Rav Amar Beis HaPrasos Mamish. It means literally the place of the hooves themselves. Rav Chanina Amar, Rechuva Hamin Keres Ema Rosh. It includes the entire joint that is sold with the head. It's a part of the leg that was sewed along back and it's sold with the head. Next part of the Mishnah, the Oranaka, the skin of the Anaka, the Koth, the Lata, and the Chomet. These are four out of the eight shratzim. Tanu Rabbanan Hatamein. The pasuk says that these are the contaminated ones. L'rabas are the same kibsaran. It's to include the skins under the same din of the basar. That they have soft skin, therefore going to be tame. Yachal, if you look on your thing, maybe all of them. Tamad lomer Ela. Then it says these are the contaminated ones. Oh, so it's telling us only some of them. Veha ele akuloksive. What do you mean? But these is going on all shmona shvatzim. says, I'm a Rav, Limineu Hivsakinyan. But the word Limineu to its kind actually makes a split in the Inyan. Lichshuv Naami Tinshemis. Let's also include that Tinshemis is a shared skin is going to be Mitame. Because it's also listed, the Tinshemis is listed in that Pasuk also. It should be coming along with it. Why is the Mishnah bring the Anaka Koch Latan Chomit, but doesn't bring the Tinshemis? I'm Rav Shulma Yitzchak. Rav Tanahu, Rav, who explained that according to its Gadol Rineu, that's interrupting this, is a Tana, a Tana Tinshemes, and he teaches a version of the Mishnah that includes the Tinshemes along with these ones that can go like that as well. So five of them. I bought Tana Dida and Lo Tana Tinshemes. Our Tana doesn't mention Tinshemes. So why not? Amrav Sheishes Bered Ravidi, Tana Dida and Sover Lekar, Behuda Ozer Ker, Behuda Dazer Baser, Gishta. Goes after the texture of the sheretz's skin and figuring out whether or not it's going to be metame. Of a gish at the alta, and the Tanakam and Rebuda are arguing over the texture of the skin of the lata. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. Vekulan Chebdan, all of them that were worked into leather that were spread out and trod upon, at the time of the leather work, they're going to be tar. Helichin, that implies that if it's trod upon, then yes, it's tar. Lo helich lo, but if you didn't step on it, it's not going to become tar. It's part of the process of tanning. And even spread in the ground, it's designated for that. V'atani Rabbi Chia, ozen chamor shetla'a likupasa Torah. If one patched the ear of a donkey, which had been, it was Tameh's nevela, on his basket, then it's tahor. It has some flesh in it. It's considered a nevela, but once it's designated as a leather patch for a basket, then the flesh is batal. It loses identity over here. And so we see that just taking a piece of this flesh and designating it for the use of leather is good enough to go and take it away from the Kadim Nevela. You're also just putting the skin on the ground or wrapping the person up on a person's feet with the intent is already enough to remove the Nevela. This is Gemara, Tala Af Al Gav Delo Hilech. If one patched the flesh to a basket, it's tar, even though it wasn't tread upon, because attaching it to the basket is an act of bittel. Lo tala, but if you didn't patch it, or do some sort of act like that, then hilichin, if it was stepped on, then it's tar. Lo hilich lo, then not the nut. Kama kidei ibud, how much is considered the time of a leather working? Amravuna rabbiane, arbas milin, the time it takes to walk 4 mil. Got to walk 4 mil. If one walks on this skin, the amount of time in which the average person can walk at this is a 4 mil, then it's considered like it worked the leather. Right, an average person walks a mil in 18 minutes, so you have to do 4 mil in 72 minutes. Rabbi Avo Mishum Derish Lakish Amar Legabel, in reference to a hired kneader, right? Someone who's hired to knead dough for a customer in the customer's kli. But the customer's kli is tame. How far does the kneader have to go to immerse the customer's kli in a mikvah so that the dough is going to be done in the state of Tyra? Legabo Vilatfila, in reference to the idea of tefila. A person who's on a journey and he wants to go for a place to sleep while it's still the daytime, how far does he have to continue traveling to daven in the shul at the minyan? V'latil sedayim. Let's say also a person's traveling and he wants to eat bread, but he doesn't have water with him to be able to go and wash. How far does he have to continue to travel before eating in order to get water? Arbas, milin, all these halachas, you got to go for 4 mil. Amar Benachmi Yitzchak. Benachmi Yitzchak says, "Beep, turn the page." Kufchav Gimel Malaf. Avo Amru. Avo said. Avo who said this, right? It was in the name of Shimon ben Lakish. It wasn't Rav Avo who said this. Rashi says, "La'ishmaisim shudar shlakish." Vashamei ata ben Avo la'avo. V'arba'a Amar ba. And he said 4 dinim with reference to this idea of 4 mil. Not only 3. V'chad minay avoda, one of the 4, right, the 4th one I mentioned, is working in the letter that we mentioned in our Mishnah. Am Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, lo shana elu lefanav. These dinim is only talking about, if it's arba mil, it's going in front of the person, the direction he's going, of alachara, but in terms of going backwards, no, afilu mil echad in uchozi. He doesn't have to go back 1 mil. Right, in other words, I'm traveling on the way, and I want to come to sleep. So I want to stop for a moment, but if I didn't dive with a minion, there's a minion, I'm diving by myself with a minion, no, you have to go the distance of 4 mil in the direction that you're already going. From this statement of Yossi Ruchanina, we can learn out, mil hu din chozer, you don't go back a mil, but if it's less than a mil, then you would go back. Tanu Rabbanan, Legion Ha'over Mimakom L'Makom. If you have a Roman legion that goes from one place to another while on the war or on the way to war, V'nichas L'Bayis, they come to someone's house, L'Bayis Tameh, the house is going to be Tameh. Like Thomas Mace. She'en l'cha kol Legion V'Legion She'en lo kamar kar Kiflin. There's no Roman legion that doesn't have with it a bunch of scalps. Rashi says, or Rosh Adam Mace. They do like kishuf in their war, sorcery to win. And don't be shocked by the assumption that they carry this. Because the scalp of Yishmo is placed on the head of kings. This was Rechmana Litzlan, one of the Asari Malchus, Yishmo ben Elisha Kohen Gadol. Right, the Caesar's daughter loved his, he thought it was so beautiful, tried to get him out to kill him. But I said, at least go ahead and take off the skin of his face and keep it, because it's so beautiful. And with this, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.